This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Anybody that one lost, their, you know, lost their friend or to their families, but on top of that, the people that shot or just being there.
Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. As we open this show for the week, wow, how sad to see what's happened at the shooting in Florida. And this is the way we started Madden NFL 19 tournament. It was live streamed and just absolutely crazy in the day. A gunman comes in with a handgun, kills three people, and then kills himself. And let me re-rack this. It is a video gaming tournament. That's what happened. And it's absolutely shocking and absolutely despicable that that happened. And so now, of course, the start of why did this happen? Supposedly David Katz, who's been identified as the suspect, a 24-year-old, don't know his motive. That's what the sheriff's saying now from Jacksonville, that why would he go into this video gaming tournament that was a football competition, a virtual domain? Why would he turn it into a wild, chaotic scene where there were tons of people who also got hit? So picture this. You've got players with white headphones on and shirts and videos, and you know they're in front of the video and they're playing the game. It's being live streamed, and then that happens. It was shocking, absolutely shocking. So Governor Rick Scott, mourning another mass shooting in his state, you know, talking about what do we do, how does this happen. These are young guys. Remember, he signed gun control legislation into law after the February 14th rampage at the high school in Parkland, Florida, that left 17 people dead. And he's leaving office within a couple of months. He's running for a Senate seat. And, you know, he didn't talk about anything other than, again, the sadness of it and how awful it was. And there were plenty of people that were on hand screaming out questions and all that kind of stuff. But it is absolutely, I shouldn't say stunning, because this is what we see now. And the questions just abound. How do you have people that are wearing jerseys, Bears jerseys, other jerseys for teams? How do you have these guys who are sitting here playing a video tournament all of a sudden lose their life and come close to losing their life? Because there were players that were scrambling, panicking, trying to flee, because this was a restaurant. This was being held at a restaurant. And so he went into the restaurant at the Chicago Pizza and Sports Grill, and you know they were hosting the game tournament, and that's where the shooting started. And these are kids that are playing video games professionally. Imagine getting that call that your 23-year-old was shot playing a video game in competition for money, and this is what was happening. Just again, absolutely despicable motives, all that kind of stuff. How do we know? Because the suspected gunman killed himself, of course. So multiple people killed, other people also hurt in this. I was on the air. As many of you know, I do a show on NBC Sports Radio as well when all of this was unfolding, and was getting a lot of information coming out of Jacksonville. But it still comes down to the same thing. It was live streamed. There was a lot of excitement about it, but it was in a sleepy suburban area, nice area in Jacksonville. And this guy was a guy who apparently somehow was involved in the competition. And then that's how it all ends up. It was also a crazy weekend for loss, and especially when it comes to Senator John McCain. We certainly knew with the brain cancer it was a matter of time, and especially when his family announced that they weren't going to, there was no other treatment, that wasn't going to happen the last couple of days. You know, when he was diagnosed with the brain cancer, it was, there were some tough questions that came up in 2017. So certainly there are a lot of people mourning the death of John McCain, and as a long time, how many decades did he serve on the Hill as a long time senator from Arizona? He had friends on both sides of the aisle, even though he was certainly a Republican. He took some licks from his own party at times, from the Democrats, etc. But he was a class act, in my opinion. I had the chance to meet him a couple of times. He likes sports, and it's interesting, as much as it was political where I was, in talking to John McCain, somebody told him to ask me about something with the Cardinals, and he asked me what I thought the Cardinals' chances were the first time I met him to win the Super Bowl, and he didn't really like my answer. He said, I don't like that answer. But he was a well-liked guy in many, many, many senses. Even if he infuriated other people at times, he was a patriot. There's no question about that. And what an interesting life he led. His wife, Cindy McCain, put out immediately after his death was announced that he, you know, her heart was broken. And they had been together for quite some time. And, of course, his family was at his side. And now it, again, is about paying the respects to John McCain. And a lot of people are certainly pouring out their grief or their memories of McCain through social media, and other tributes are being held for John McCain. We're going to let you hear what a lot of people had to say about McCain. I watched as the hearse left his home outside of Sedona, Arizona, and then his body was brought into Phoenix. And even the White House, I apparently drafted a statement on John McCain, but did not release it because there were some questions about that. But there were plenty of people that had something to say as to his contributions and the fact that, like I said, he was certainly a patriot, and he definitely took his role as a politician who represented a body of people very, very, very seriously. There's no question about that. His career in politics, like I said, was a long one. He ran for president twice. He won the Republican nomination in 2008. He lost the election to Barack Obama. And for the past decade, he continued to serve in Congress. Even when he was diagnosed with brain cancer last year, he died Saturday at the age of 81. But for 30 years, he was involved in politics. And many people remember his beginnings when he was captured in Vietnam and he was a prisoner of war. And when he first ran and when he was elected to the U.S. House of Representatives in 1982. And I can remember an iconic photo of him in the 80s with President Ronald Reagan in the Oval Office because he was meeting with a lot of the candidates. And I can remember one of the early photos of him, too, in the mid-80s when he was being sworn in by then Vice President George H.W. Bush. And what a distinguished career. What an interesting man, dead at the age of 81. Stay with us here in America Tonight.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24-7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
I'd like decades from now, little children to ask their parents, who was John McCain? And they'll explain his sacrifice, his patriotism, and most of all, his fidelity to do the right thing as he saw it. And when he did the wrong thing, to change.
All right, that's Senator Chuck Schumer from New York, opposite sides of the aisle, talking about John McCain, the senator who died on Saturday at the age of 81 after 30 years on the Hill involved in politics. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. It was kind of a somber weekend for sure, because it wasn't just about John McCain. In Hollywood, they lost Neil Simon, the playwright who was responsible for so much that we saw, really, honestly, that bled into TV and so many other areas. And, of course, on the big screen, too, as well. We'll talk about Neil Simon, and this is on the heels of Aretha Franklin and a big service they're going to have for Aretha Franklin coming up. That's virtually kind of a who's who, not kind of, is a who's who from the world of music. And then there were some other deaths to talk about as well. Even Robin Leach from Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. What did he say? Caviar Dreams. And I can't remember what the second part of that was. But Champagne Wishes, something like that. But if you remember him from the 80s, it seemed like he was always on television and there was always some famous person with him or some famous person he was talking about. And you just sit there and have some crazy, you know, it's sort of like the precursor to MTV Cribs and everything else, where you've got a peek into, you know, kind of a glimpse into the world of the rich and famous, thus the lifestyles of the rich and famous. But we'll go deeper into that. Certainly. And I mentioned at the top, 3 people died at the Madden video game tournament. Others were injured as well. And this is 6 months after Parkland, so another shooting rampage in Florida. And now this Jacksonville shooting is putting the spotlight on esports and video gaming and how did this happen and what was going on inside, what was going on inside the head of David Katz, who is the suspect in that shooting. Meanwhile, buzz in the backyard. People are talking about some of the horrific video they've seen coming out of Hawaii. As somebody who's had the privilege of going there twice, this Hurricane Lane just hung in the air forever. And on Sunday, there was massive fear of flash flooding. Because think about it, again, the islands. And what has happened is 46 inches of rain. So let me make you understand that. Imagine in your mind for a second, what does 46 inches of rain look like? The Big Island took a pounding. Hilo, Hawaii, saw more than 2 feet of rain. Firefighters pulled 39 people from floodwaters over the weekend. There was mudslides, bridges, roads damaged. They don't even know at this point. And, of course, FEMA is already knows. I mean, this is a state of emergency. Rain is still a threat. And they're telling people, because sometimes you see the water and they don't realize how bad it is. So they were tweeting out all over the place, don't swim, walk, drive through the floodwater, stay off the roads. Emergency workers need to get there. That's what needs to happen. It's the fourth largest amount of rain, if you're curious about this, a little nugget for you, from a hurricane to hit since 1950, to hit the U.S. So we're talking about the U.S., period. Yeah. I mean, biblical proportions. Wrap your mind around that. Crazy. And it ends hurricane season, by the way, on November 30th. So this is just the beginning, but it's very rare that you see these hurricanes in Hawaii because of the location a little bit and how it dissipates. So you had tourists that didn't get there, you had tourists that were all over the islands. It was a little bit calmer on Maui. They had gusts of wind up to 50 miles an hour. And I'll tell you what, the winds were brutal, the water's brutal, but a Cat 5 didn't quite hit the Cat 5. There were winds that whipped up brush fires in Maui and Oahu. So it was a pretty nasty piece of business for sure. And this is hurricane season, period, for everybody. But it's very unusual to see that in Hawaii. Very, very, very unusual. Crazy. As we motor through, coming up at the tail end of the show, of course, we'll still do Invade the Man Cave. There was certainly some sports to talk about. The beginning of college football and the pro stuff underway as well. I mean, when I say underway, third week of the preseason for what it's worth. And, of course, back to the politics of the day, question marks abound on this Molly Tibbetts killing, which is, I'll tell you, something I can barely talk about. I mentioned the other day on the air, maybe last week, that the very first story I ever covered, there was a girl who was beautiful, similar to Molly Tibbetts. People loved her. She was great, good girl. And she was kidnapped, and it was very similar to the Tibbetts story. It was shocking. There was a lot of money that was raised for her return. And she was clubbed and buried in a field somewhere, barely buried. And it was very eerily similar to what happened with Molly Tibbetts. So, somber atmosphere, obviously. 20 years old, found dead last week after she vanished more than a month earlier. So, the good news is that they at least know what happened. I mean, they at least know the ending. I think if you're a family, even if it's a horrific ending, you want closure. And what I admire the Tibbetts family for, because I've heard some of the accounts of this, you've got the family, Rob Tibbetts, the father especially, saying that the gymnasium was just absolutely packed. And he eulogized, here he was eulogizing his daughter. And he said he wanted to celebrate something wonderful. And, you know, that he wanted people to feel something wonderful. And so he talked about Molly's younger brother, Scott, the starting quarterback who helped lead the Bears football team to their first win. And to some people, would that seem odd? I don't think it's odd. I think it was such a beautiful thing for him to do because people are so filled with grief and rage and everything else. There were 1,200 people inside a gymnasium at this Brooklyn Malcolm High School. And, you know, the town is 1,500 people. And this gym is just a short walk from where she lived with her mother and two brothers. So what an ordeal for that family. Here she was at the University of Iowa and disappeared on July 18th. You had all kinds of sheriffs and cops of all sort that were there trying to help in the search. There was lots and lots of money that was raised and offered for her return or information on her return. So bravo to the family for trying to, you know, not let her die in vain. And that's one of the things that was said. They talked about rededicating yourself to a good life and a life of goodness and compassion, because they can see that people are just incredibly, incredibly enraged. And she was somebody who was known to help other people. She worked with children. She was somebody who was blessed with a lot of gifts at a young age, and she used them to make other people's lives better. So she definitely had an impact. In the meantime, Christian Rivera, who's 24 years old, has been charged with first-degree murder after he led the investigators to her body in a secluded part of a farm very near the town. It's been ruled, obviously, a homicide. The state medical examiner said she died from multiple sharp injuries, force injuries. So he's being held on $5 million bond, and the killing has lit all of us up across the nation even more on this debate about immigration. And there's been massive criticism from the Iowa governor, Kim Reynolds, certainly from President Donald Trump, because we see again, you know, what this has been for 6 weeks. For 6 weeks, there's been a lot of conversation about Molly Tibbetts, and what a very sad end, but what a beautiful way to try to come up with a tribute to recognize what she did and her significance at a very young age, the impact she had on the world. When we come back, we dive into the mailbag here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh start with opening statements on Tuesday. Minnesota's Amy Klobuchar on Meet the Press.
I think you're going to see some really strong questions from a number of us that are on the Judiciary Committee.
She's among committee Democrats complaining the process is moving too quickly.
It's not normal because we are not able to see 100,000 documents
being withheld by the Trump White House. Republican Lindsey Graham on Fox News Sunday.
What I think you'll find is somebody said 308 decisions, so you can get a pretty good idea of what he thinks. If he does well at the hearing, he will get, my belief is 55 or higher if he does well, and I'm sure he will do well.
Senate Democrat Dick Durbin.
He comes before us at a time when people are concerned about whether this president or any president is above the law.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
No, don't just walk.
I can't stand him, but I don't hate him.
If it was all that bad, why did you stick together for 43 years?
Al Lewis was the best. The best. You understand?
I understand.
As an actor, no one could touch him. As a human being, no one wanted to touch him.
Ah, that's the Sunshine Boys. Boy, Neil Simon, Pulitzer winner, Tony winner, author of huge plays. You heard the Sunshine Boys there, dead at the age of 91. What a legacy Neil Simon leaves behind. It's just crazy if you go through everything that he's written. In fact, if you crunched all the numbers, and you know I'm a numbers person, he wrote 30 plays, about 30 screenplays, mostly adaptations of his plays, but not all of them. He got more Oscar and Tony nominations than any other writer. What was wild about him is he grew up during the Great Depression. His parents certainly did not have money. They were riddled with financial hardships, and he took kind of solace or refuge or whatever you want to call it in movie theaters. He was famous for that. So he escaped through movies, and he was in the Army Air Force Reserve after he graduated from high school. He started writing comedy scripts for radio, and he did some popular television shows like Sid Caesar's Your Show of Shows. He worked with some other writers, Carl Reiner, Mel Brooks, and others. He did the Phil Silvers Show. That was a popular show in the 50s. And, of course, he did The Odd Couple. He won a Tony Award for The Odd Couple. And just a lot of movies. Brighton Beach Memoirs, Biloxi Blues, Come Blow Your Horn, Lost in Yonkers. I mean, I could go on. And like I said, television was also a big part of his life. Screenwriting, The Out of Towners, Murder by Death, The Goodbye Girl was a popular movie. Come Blow Your Horn from the 60s was another very, very popular movie. He had an incredible comedic way of putting the words on the page and making them come to life. He was like that situational sort of comedy guy, and it came out. I mean, it just came out in his work. If you've ever seen any of his movies, he was married five times, including his last one, I guess, was Elaine Joyce. He was married to her from 1999 to 2018, had a couple of kids, and like I said, had certainly received a lot of awards and was nominated for a lot, too. He had renal failure, lived a long life, though, 91. He had Alzheimer's, and his death ultimately, though, complications with pneumonia. So he died Sunday at New York Presbyterian Hospital in New York City. Meanwhile, and I mentioned this at the top, John McCain, senator from Arizona, dies over the weekend on Saturday. A lot of tributes pouring in for him, including longtime friend and former politician John Kerry. Here's what John Kerry had to say about John McCain.
Two guys who had a different point of view about a major event in American history who found a way to come together. So a POW and a protester found a way to be able to make the system work and to work together and find common ground.
Yeah, and that pretty much sums it up. There was not a lot that they agreed on, and especially when it comes to the Vietnam War, and that's what part of what he was talking about there. John McCain will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol, and that's something that's only been bestowed on 30 other people if you go back in history. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announced that decision from both parties, the Democrats and the Republicans, on Sunday, calling John McCain a great American patriot, a statesman who put his country first and enriched the institution through many years of service. Re-racking this again, John McCain died Saturday evening, the senator did, after a long battle with cancer. He was 81 years old. On that note, we turn to the mailbag.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Comes to us from Shane listening. He says in Florida, Kate Delaney, I like your show. John McCain, I was thinking and wondering if you ever met the senator, as you have met many politicians since you've been on the show and talked about that. I wondered if you met him. Two, have to tell you, I didn't always agree with a lot of what John McCain had to say, even though he was a Republican. I'm a Republican, but I do believe he was absolutely a patriot. And I thank him for his service and his sacrifice, and I say RIP to John McCain. I mentioned this before. Yes, I met him a couple of different times, not where I had long, lengthy conversations with him, but I did have a little conversation with him, and he teased me about something sports-related about the Cardinals. He was a sports fan. And he was a Cardinal fan, and he mentioned something about that and how I thought they were going to do in the year that he talked to me about that. All right, let's go to another one. This one is from Jake in Austin, and he says, John McCain, wow, what an American hero, and truly hero does belong to this man. If you think about what he went through as a prisoner of war, then how he served the country, whether you agree with all of his decisions or not, I think he absolutely had the heart to serve, and that matters to me, Kate. He was a great American patriot, and he should be honored that way. Ah, and he will be honored, as I said. He is, you know, it's interesting, the funeral arrangements will include a full dress service at Washington National Cathedral on Saturday, a private burial at the U.S. Naval Academy Cemetery in Annapolis on Sunday, but he will be there at the Capitol. He will lie in state, and that is a huge honor. It'll happen at the Capitol Rotunda at about 11 a.m. on Friday, and the public has an opportunity to go by the senator's casket from 2 to 8 o'clock Eastern. You can bet that place will be absolutely crawling with a lot of people who want to do that. I'm going to take one more in that direction, and this one is from John, who says, hats off to John McCain. It's sad. It was sad when it was announced that he had that brain cancer, but boy, did he really fight as much as he could. You can see so many people trying to fight back their own tears, so many politicians as they, Kate, tried to tell their stories about John McCain the last couple of days, and it was inevitable that this was going to happen because his family said how they were there and they weren't doing treatment anymore. So, you know, God bless his soul. Besides people who were politicians, there were celebrities and others that reacted to him. I saw something from Tim McGraw. He tweeted out, a true American hero and patriot. We might not have agreed on everything, but he's a better man than I could hope to be. Such a needed voice right now. His voice still rings. Ellen DeGeneres, who had McCain on her television show, said the senator's death marks a very sad day for the country. There were others. I like Reese Witherspoon, who, by the way, her, I want to say great, 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 how many greats that is, grandfather was a signer of the Declaration of Independence. She said, God bless John McCain, respect for this American citizen who proudly served our country for so many. RIP. And Arnold Schwarzenegger said, I will miss Senator McCain dearly. My thoughts are with Cindy and Senator McCain's whole family. What I said yesterday matters even more today. Each of us must strive for his dignity, his service, his commitment to the country. He showed us the way. And I'll give you one more. Sheryl Crow said, saddened to hear the passing of John McCain, the consummate loyal American and devoted public servant, praying for his family. He will be sorely missed. We bounced to something else that came in the mailbag. There was lots and lots of mail. Thank you for that. You can always go to katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact. And any questions you have, or if you want to serve up an email, do it that way. So I got this one from Susan, who says, boy, I am so saddened by this shooting in Jacksonville, Kate, with this esports gaming thing. I feel for the parents of those kids who mostly must have been in their 20s. What do we know about the suspect? Well, David Katz is his name, 24 years old, from Baltimore. He was in Florida, came to Florida to participate in this Madden NFL 19 competition. And it was at the Jacksonville Landing Entertainment Complex, this is where it was held. And it was live streamed on Twitch. And you can hear the shooting in the background. So, they, you know, he had one handgun. He shot himself in the end. And they're trying to nail shut some of the details. Two people died, nine were injured. He got upset. Ready for this? He got upset, allegedly, because what could be the reason? He allegedly got upset about losing the game. Here's what's wild. EA Sports listed David Katz, if you go back and look at lists, as a 2017 championship winner. He was active in esports tournaments where video game players compete. They're seen on social media. They think he was known as Bread. That was his nickname. Won the February 2017 Buffalo Bills tournament of the Madden NFL football game. My, oh my. Unbelievable. Coming up next, we're going in the man cave here on America Tonight.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave.
Ah, yes, we are, in fact, in the man cave. Thanks to my pal Andy for that. I love that. That he is so passionate about the man cave. And if we were in the man cave, we would have been watching today maybe some football. Sadly, the overwhelming story, though, is esports. A lot of people I know actually really like to play them for fun, but there are people who play it in all seriousness and make some pretty decent money at it. David Katz, allegedly upset at losing a video game, came back with a handgun and killed several people, shot at a bunch of others. EA Sports, the makers of Madden 19, are flabbergasted, as are so many others. It does not bring back the people who were killed as a result of what happened with him, whatever it is. And then he killed himself, too, by the way. And this was being live-streamed. So this is on a live stream somewhere. You can hear the shots in the background, people scrambling. The police tweeting out to stay away from the area because they were trying to assess what was going on and getting all these calls to come to Jacksonville Landing Entertainment Complex, which is where the gaming was being held. The competition was being held in a gaming bar that shares space with a pizzeria. So there were people, you know, sort of coming in and out of there. Just a terrible thing. Here's what Governor Rick Scott had to say about the shooting and why these boys are doing this.
First thing I think we all need to do is we need to really just stop and start praying about why young men, why this is happening to young men.
Yeah, there you go. Why is this happening to young men? And that's a great question to ask. So the Florida government, the Florida governor, and law enforcement reacted pretty quickly to this Jacksonville Landing shooting, and it obviously was stunning to everybody involved in this. They did scramble fast. They did get there quickly. He had shot himself, though, this alleged shooter, David Katz. So, you know, they are talking about what can we do, and people are asking, what can you do? There are some people that survived this, thank goodness. There were people that other people that were shot and were injured. And so on social media, there was plenty of reaction. U.S. Senator Bill Nelson from Orlando, Democrat, said the shooting in Jacksonville deeply saddens, shocks, and outrages all of us. I'm making sure that all federal resources will be available to assist victims and their families and help the law enforcement do their job. And, you know, what a horrible, horrible thing. And a lot of people are saying, when is enough enough, and what do we do, and, you know, what is the answer here? And I've been looking at some of what's coming out of this Florida video gaming tournament. So all in all, four people, it was tweeted out by the Miami Herald, four people dead, and 11 were shot. So there were 11 people that were also shot in this. One of them, maybe two of them, drove themselves. I was reading that to the hospital. And there were people there that, you know, were there with family, friends, girlfriends, wives, etc., while this happened. And there's still more facts to pour out, if there are, and what can they find out. It sounds like he lost, he got upset, he had a gun, he came back, boom, and that was it. But there may be some more details, I think, that perhaps shake out of this. So what happened on the sports front is the page on that horrific incident. Like I said, there were plenty of football games on tap throughout the week, pro football, because we're in week three of the preseason. Personally, I think they should cut the preseason in half, add another pro game, because there's so many injuries that go around, it's ridiculous anyway. And to me, I would say dump some of the extra preseason, don't risk all those injuries. So let's run down what happened in the NFL. Some people may earn a spot on a roster. It'll be cut down to 53. That's a very tough thing to do for some of these coaches who know they may have a sleeper on their hand or a couple of players that could be on the team but won't make it. So let's tell you what happened in the Sunday night game, the first for NBC. The Cardinals smashed the Cowboys. I don't know that this is a surprise because the Cowboys certainly didn't play their first teamers. That was the idea, with their offensive line being so banged up. For what it's worth, the Cowboys haven't won a preseason game. The Bengals knocked off the Bills 26-13. Significant here is, who is the quarterback for the Bills going to be? Tyree Taylor, no longer with the Bills, of course, with the Browns, left that opening for A.J. McCarron, who's hurt. Will he make the first game? Rookie Josh Allen was in and struggled in his first preseason start. Didn't get a lot of protection from that O-line. 5 sacks in the first half alone, period. He was 6 of 12, was sacked for more yards, 39, than he passed, 34. So he said afterwards he had to do a better job of getting the ball out. In the meantime, the other backup quarterback who could end up jumping in for A.J. McCarron had a much better night of it than he did, and Nathan Peterman ended up with many more yards than the high draft pick Josh Allen. In fact, he ended up with 200 yards and a touchdown. Who knows if he ends up getting the start? Maybe. Maybe he's the one who steps in if McCarron's not ready. The Bears beat the Chiefs 27-20 over the weekend. Chase Daniel looked great. The backup quarterback tossed or passed for almost 198 yards and a couple of touchdowns. Also scrambled six carries for 47 yards. The Rams knocked off the Texans 21-20. The Steelers pick up the win over the Titans. Ben Roethlisberger passed for 114 yards and a touchdown in the series he was in, 16-6, the final there. The Colts beat the 49ers 23-17. Jimmy Garoppolo, 134 yards. Significant to mention, Andrew Luck, who hasn't had any luck getting on the field last year, now back. Did try to scramble and make some plays, and in fact did make some plays, and actually had, I think, some of the coordinators holding their breath. The last thing you want to do is see him scrambling to do something in a preseason game, which is why I think they should cut them back. The Jags beat the Falcons 17-6, but the significant thing I think coming out of this game is the fact that you had Marquise Lee, the Falcons corner, Demonte Kazee, smashed into Lee. His helmet went into his knee and then twisted his leg. So Lee could be out for a while. They're trying to figure out the extent of his injuries. He is a star wideout for them, obviously, so he would be a big miss for Jacksonville if he weren't able to go at any point during the season. Maybe too early to call that, but I certainly can't see from what I saw of him being carted off and what's been being said that he's going to start those first couple of games. Anyway, he may be out for four or five, or who knows how long he's out. Also, winners over the week, the Saints over the Chargers. The Panthers beat the Patriots the last couple of days, 25-14. Broncos beat the Redskins, 29-17. Case Keenum looked a lot better. Giants beat the Jets. Vikings beat the Seahawks. Buccaneers and the Lions tangled, and it was the Lions beating Tampa 33-30. Raiders won, and the Browns in a bizarre low-scoring game, 5-0 over the Eagles. Thanks for listening to this hour. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.